Welcome to this Kaiomiya Centered Resonance podcast, quantum energy education for real-world results.
Hi, welcome to this podcast that explores self-sabotage. And from talking to people and working with people, self-sabotage can display in several different ways. It can display itself by physically abusing your body with food or substances or alcohol. And sometimes the emotions and feelings that those behaviour patterns stem from are conscious, but more often than not, they're subconscious or unconscious. And consciously, the person perhaps can't put their finger on what it is that they're feeling, but there's just that inner unease, that inner tension that they're trying to cover up and mask. But fundamentally, it stems, when you explore it, into three main categories of fear, anger, and hurt. So the repercussions of their behaviour then becoming or displaying in a physical manner, perhaps compulsive eating, even becoming addicted to things like television and distraction with social media. It's all ways that perhaps we're pulling our attention away from what's going on within ourselves, and getting distracted and covering up by getting involved excessively. I mean, obviously, everyone's involved to a degree in our society, but excessively involved with externalization and external things. It's a kind of an avoidance of what's going on within. So other ways then that self-sabotage can come in, and especially if you're striving on something you're wanting to achieve, or there's a feeling inside of something that you're really wanting to go for and grasp, and then perhaps it's not happening, or perhaps you feel it's not happening as fast as it could. Then other ways self-sabotage can display itself is internal dialogue. So the internal dialogue of, for instance, as an example, there's a situation or something you really want to achieve, something you really want to go for, and perhaps you've got an understanding of energy work and the way energy flows, and you're doing your best to keep the mindset, keep the emotions balanced, keep your thoughts balanced, because you know that what you project out, you're going to experience back to you. You're creating that projection, that holographic experience. So you're doing your best to project the correct hologram that sustains and is in alignment with what it is you're trying to create. But then perhaps there's a negative thought or a doubt that comes in. Perhaps you've got a feeling that something good's going to happen, but then you doubt that it is. So it's like a conflict. It's like foot on the brake, foot off the brake, foot on the brake, foot off the brake. And then that creates this frustration and unease. And frustration because you're very aware that that doubt is also going to manifest as your dream not happening. And so you get this inner conflict. And that too is a form of self-sabotage. And when you break that down, it's really interesting to look at, because it all stems from fundamentally things being right or wrong. And for me, that was a massive eye-opener when that came into my awareness. It was like, oh my word, I've been, speaking from my own experience, I've been judging a situation as being right or in the right direction, or wrong and being in the wrong direction for the manifestation of my dream and what I'm aspiring to create in this world. And when you ditch the judgment, so nothing's right and nothing's wrong, it just is, it's kind of eye-opening. And you can just feel that. You can feel the space in that. So just for a moment, focus on something in your life where you hold that judgment of it's right or wrong, and just let the right or wrong go. Just be curious and play with it and just feel the difference. And you might find that our ego minds are throwing up, yes, but, yes, but, yes, but, and just go, yeah, okay, I hear you. But just for a minute, just play with this and drop the right and wrong and just breathe into that. And fundamentally, this activation that we're going to do is all around just letting go of judgments, letting go of tension, and bringing and exploring ways in which we perhaps judged ourselves, or we've taken on perceptions of judgments of others about ourselves, and we've restricted and confined our capabilities and our potential. And this activation we're going to do is from the Palladians. So have fun and be curious. And enjoy. Okay, so if you would just like to make yourselves comfortable, and if you're not driving, if you would like to gently close your eyes. And just for a moment, bring your attention to the top of your head. And the first colour that you imagine or perceive as you focus in your crown chakra at the top of your head, imagine that you can see and sense the colour flowing down through your face. Slowly and gently, the colour flows down, down past your eyes, into your jaw. And as it does, it eases away any tension, melting away any strain, as it gently flows down your neck and into your shoulders. Just for a moment, focus on your shoulder muscles and imagine that you can see and sense each individual muscle fibre starting to glow with the coloured light. And the muscle fibres become loose and limp. The light eases away any tension and any strain before slowly flowing down your arms into your hands and fingers. The coloured light flowing down your spine, down your torso, down through your hips and pelvis, flowing down your legs and into your feet. Let out a deep breath as the coloured light flows down and out your feet, forming the shape of roots, like the roots of an enormous tree. Using your imagination, imagine that you can see and sense the coloured roots going deeper and deeper into the ground beneath you. Deeper and deeper. And as they travel in and through the earth, just become aware of how calm and relaxed your body starts to feel, totally connected to the earth beneath you, totally connected to your home planet. Take in a deep breath and release it slowly and gently. And sending your awareness down, down, down to the centre of the earth, become aware of a crystalline core of light. And as your attention and focus is placed on the light, it automatically starts to flow back up your roots and into your feet. Using your imagination, imagine that you can see and sense the crystalline energy flowing into your feet. Your feet may tingle, become warm as the energy flows into your feet and starts to work its way up your legs into your base chakra. Using your imagination, imagine that you can see and sense your base chakra becoming more open and vibrant as the crystalline energy flows into that energy center, opening and activating, connecting you ever more securely to earth and also to yourself. Slowly the crystalline energy, following the natural rhythm of your breathing, flows higher into your sacral. Just for a moment, focus on your stomach area and your sacral. and have an awareness of that energy center becoming more open and vibrant with light as the crystalline energy activates and opens that center, balancing and harmonizing emotions and relationships and the relationship with yourself. And slowly the crystalline energy works higher into your solar plexus and does the same, opening and activating. Just for a moment, imagine that you can see and sense your solar plexus becoming vibrant like the sun, shining light all around you. And take a deep breath in, connecting to your true sovereign power and energy flow. Breathe in that energy and that connection to your sovereignty and your power. As the crystalline energy flows higher into your heart center. As the crystalline energy flows into your heart center, your heart chakra becomes open and vibrant. Open and vibrant. Take a deep breath in. Connecting to your soul, connecting to the truth of who you are. As the crystalline energy flows higher into your throat and into your throat center. And as the crystalline energy opens and activates your throat chakra, it flows down your arms into your hands and fingers, opening your throat chakra, opening up your expression. Using your imagination, imagine that you can see and sense this energy center becoming more open and vibrant. As the crystalline energy flows up your neck and into your head. Your entire body being filled with that beautiful crystalline light. Your brow chakra and your crown becoming ever more open and vibrant. Take a deep breath in. Allow your body to assimilate the energy shift. Breathe in the light. Breathe in that connection. And release any remnants of strain or concern. And as your body is filled with the light, it starts to shine all around you like the light from a star. Have an awareness of the light shining out through your aura and through your energy field. Shining out. And with your awareness, follow that flow of light. Have an awareness of how vast and expansive you are. Take a deep breath in and follow the flow of light and have an awareness of expanding even more out, out into the cosmos. And as you do, have an awareness of the other stars in the cosmos, your soul family, the brothers and sisters that you are connected with, on this energetic level of love. Take another deep breath in and breathe out, feeling and embracing that connection. Another deep breath in and accept the truth of who you are. Now, using your imagination, I would like you just to explore this cosmos and the stars. One star in particular will draw your attention. Have an awareness of the star that's shining the brightest, calling you and drawing you closer. And with your awareness, just flow towards the star. Flowing towards the star. And landing gently in a beautiful landscape. Just using your imagination, picture yourself landing and standing on this beautiful, beautiful star in this landscape. and being curious, using your imagination, just look around and take in what you can see. Perhaps you are able to see plants and foliage. Maybe you see water or waterfalls, strange buildings. Whatever it is, just observe. And breathing the energy and the vibration. Using your imagination, I would like you to gently walk through this landscape, finding yourself on a path that leads you towards a mountain at the far end. Imagine that you can see and sense the pathway beneath your feet and have an awareness of what it's made of. Perhaps you can even hear your footsteps as you gently make your way through the landscape, absorbing all the energies of vibrancy and love as you do so. As you approach the mountain, you realize it's made of precious metal. And you're curious as to whether it's natural or constructed on purpose. Have an awareness of how the metal shimmers in the light, or the different colours. And you know instinctively it's a very special and sacred place. Gently approach this special sacred mountain. And the pathway ends at a doorway that will lead you inside. Using your imagination, stand before the doorway and notice any symbols, any light language, any images that are painted or carved on or in the metal around the doorway. You may find that these symbols move and flow across the surface. And they'll become solid in a way that's specific for you. Even if you feel you don't consciously understand what the message and what they're saying is, consciously breathe the image and the feeling into your body. Breathing in that energy, allowing your energies to embrace and expand on a soul level, understanding the frequency. And then gently make your way through the doorway and find yourself in a beautiful, beautiful lit corridor. You feel a sense of love and peace as you gently make your way through the corridor towards the main viewing chamber. The corridor opens out onto what looks like a platform, and all around you, you can see through stars and planets, different times and eras, as though you're seeing all the dimensions of which you are a part. Just for a moment, look straight ahead and become aware of a scene of your childhood, as though you're watching a film. Become aware of a younger you. Have an awareness of what he or she is doing. And have an awareness of the adult world around that inner you, of the vibrations and perceptions that consciously and subconsciously that inner you is soaking in. Sending your awareness down into your heart center, Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, send the younger you the energy of golden love. And have an awareness of the light flowing into that image. And of the younger you sensing and seeing that energy. The younger you smiles and waves. And you smile and wave back. This is the purpose of this chamber. You can stand here and see images through your own life in this lifetime. And also images of other lifetimes in other dimensions. So taking your time, give yourself permission to call forth an image, an echo of whatever it is you need to see and remember with no judgment. And have an awareness of the images flowing like a film. Just gently cast your eye around you and notice how different images appear, different places. And know that in this sacred space, you are totally safe. The images and the energy are surfacing to be released. So if you feel there's a lot, rather than feeling overwhelmed, open your heart chakra even more and send the golden light through and to those images. And have an awareness of the light as it flows into those images of the beings that are represented smiling and waving. And as they smile and wave, they gently disappear, the energy realigning. Every time you breathe out, the love that you are travels across the dimensions, flowing into those memories, flowing into those lifetimes. Take a deep breath in and release the energy. And as you breathe and flow with the light, just gently become aware of your own physical body. And using your imagination, have an awareness as you stand in that chamber, what your body looks like. Just be curious. Just have an awareness. And if you wish, you can ask the question, who am I? What am I? And you'll feel the flow of love that you are. And the images in the chamber, on the chamber walls all around you may change. As images of your potential, images of your heart's dreams and your hopes and aspirations flow all around you. As an expansive and whole being, who am I? And why did I choose this lifetime on earth? Again, sending your awareness down into your heart center. Open your heart center and consciously send golden light and love to those images. Connecting and embracing all of your potential. Take another deep breath in and absorb that energy. And And as you do, you become aware that another figure has entered the room. And you turn and smile as you see a being of light, one of your star family and soul family, standing with you. Using your awareness, become aware of what the being looks like. To start with, the being may well just stand there and smile, allowing you to become accustomed to its presence. And then the being opens the palm of its hand and offers you a crystal. Just using your imagination, become aware of what the crystal looks like. The colour, the texture. And using your own imagination, picture yourself taking the crystal and holding it in the palm of your hand. As you do, you become acutely aware that the crystal is energy. It is not really solid, but it vibrates at a frequency and has a resonance, an energy. You instinctively place that energy over the chakra that draws your attention on your body. Picture yourself holding that energy in front of the chakra of your choice. And as you take a deep breath in, you absorb that energy into your body. Using your imagination, picture the energy flowing into your body. The being smiles. And if you wish, you can ask a question in your own mind and be open to receive whatever guidance or response that you are given. And the star being then draws your attention back to the stars that seem to surround all of the space beyond the room, as though you're standing in the cosmos. And you feel small but also whole, as you know that it's all within you, it is all you. And out across the cosmos now, you're drawn to a green-blue planet. As you focus your attention on that planet, it seems to become larger and more vibrant. And you find yourself being drawn to the planet, drawn to Earth. Using your imagination, have an awareness of the planet Earth becoming larger and larger as you're drawn towards it. And as you are, have an awareness of the planet, the different continents, the creatures, its water. Just have an awareness of the potential of Mother Earth. As your energies become more grounded and reconnected once again to the planet, bringing your attention into your body. Feel that connection of Earth within your body. Feel connected to the planet beneath your feet. Also, bringing your awareness and remembering the sense of the cosmos and the space. The cosmos within your body and your feet connected to the earth beneath you. Take a deep breath in As you breathe out, send your attention right down into your feet. And have an awareness of how your feet are resting on the ground beneath you. If you're able, gently move your toes. And then slowly open your eyes when you're ready. If you're feeling energy shifts from that and you're feeling you need some more grounding, then bringing your attention to the top of your head, just picture yourself in a cosmic waterfall of light. Imagine that you can see and sense light flowing all around you, just like water. This energy aligning and clarifying any energy shifts that have taken place. And as you focus on the light, have an awareness of it flowing through your body as well. Aligning and cleansing. And if any parts of your body draw your attention, then focus on those parts of your body and imagine that you can see and sense the light flowing into those areas.
Thank you for listening. So you don't miss an episode, be sure to follow this podcast. And you can claim an exciting free gift, contact and book a one-to-one session with me at www.centeredresonance.com. Until next time, remember, live the energy lifestyle for real world results.